This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in our series of reminders for Ramadan al-Kareem, we were talking about the concept of taqwa, and I was mentioning to you the issue of seeing the reality of something. Whether something is a blessing or whether something is not a blessing is not apparent immediately. Think about the situation, and we'll see how this relates to taqwa. Absolutely bang on, nail on the head. Take for example somebody who is wealthy, right? So alhamdulillah, they are wealthy, they have halal wealth, and they have a lot of surplus cash. Now, what do they do with the surplus cash? Obviously, they don't stash it under their bed, they put it in a bank. And because they are Muslim, they don't use that interest for themselves. They take the interest and they give it away in charity. The money is sitting in banks, in fixed deposits. Now, from the banker's point of view, that is not good news, because the bank is paying that person interest. The bank does not want to pay anybody interest. The bank wants you to pay them interest. Now, how do you convert this? So what happens now? Now imagine this person who's got all this cash in the bank. Are they starving? Are they hurting for anything? No, obviously not. They've got all the surplus cash is sitting there. They have the best of everything. They have, you know, best, not one, multiple houses. I don't call them homes, but houses. They have the best of cars. They only travel first class when they go anywhere. They can take a holiday, and they take multiple holidays in the year. They go to the best of locations. And maybe, you know, because they are Muslims, and many Muslims do this, they have an apartment in Haram, in the clock tower. It's their routine that they will go and they will spend the whole of Ramadan in their apartment, and they will pray and they will make multiple umrahs. Maybe they will make hajj every year. They take the best package, so they are saved to whatever extent from the difficulties of hajj. So they are making, you know, umrah every year, maybe more than one. They're making hajj every year. They've got an apartment there and so on. And if anyone criticizes that, they say, well, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us wealth and we are using it for ibadah. Alhamdulillah, no problem until this point. Now, then what happens? Then the bankers come to them, and the bankers say to them, you know, you've got this money sitting here and we are paying you this interest, 3%, 4%, 8%, 10%, right, per annum, which is ridiculous. Why do you want to simply get that interest? And you say, well, you know, I'm not even using that interest. I give it away in charity. They say, no, this is even worse. Remember, the bank doesn't tell you, like, this is hurting us, we don't want to pay you interest. They don't say that. They say, it is your problem. You know, you have all this money and you are wasting it. This is an opportunity, lost opportunity. So now, this is the worm with the hook embedded in it. Now, what happens to you? You swallow this worm, right? You don't see the hook. Now, the hook is stuck in your throat. So, you ask the banker, so what shall I do? The banker says, right, now you are listening. Now, this is what you must do. Take out this money, not your money. We keep your money as collateral. We will loan you money, right? We'll loan you money, and we will loan you money which is much more than what you have, because obviously your collateral is, we don't give you exact amount, we give you even more. And this money, now you invest in the market, you set up a factory, you buy businesses, you do this, you do that, and you make even more money. And you know the beauty of it, you are not even using your own money. Your money is, within quotes, safe with us. Your capital is safe. And you are only paying us some interest, which is okay, which is out of the, I mean, you know, you're making so much of profit, out of that profit, something you're paying as interest is part of your cost. You set it off in your cost, in your balance sheet also it looks good, and so on and so forth. So what do? You agree. And you borrow this money. Now, this is the front end of it. Back end of it, what did you actually do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you halal income. You're talking about the issue of taqwa. Allah had given you halal income. And Allah gave you halal in excess. Allah gave you much, much, much more than your need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied your need, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied every possible desire that you might have or your children might have. It was all halal. Now think about this. Every Muslim, every person of Iman and Taqwa is by default a wali of Allah. I am not making that claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Allah said, Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah said, verily there is no fear and there is no sadness for the awliya of Allah, for the preferred slaves of Allah. Who are they? They are those who have iman and taqwa. Now this is the mercy of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, that he did not mention a criterion, he didn't mention a measure, he didn't put any metrics on it. He didn't say iman to this extent, taqwa to this extent. Inshallah, anybody who said la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and who tries his best to live his life as a muttaqi, concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what it is, no matter how weak his iman might be, inshallah this person is a wali of Allah, alhamdulillah. Right? So by default, this is where you were. And in addition to that, Allah had given you all of this ni'mah. Then what did you do? You listened to the banker, who was a shaitan in disguise, who was an agent of shaitan. Min al-jinni wal-ins, they have got both. And you rubbed out your name from the list of the awliya of Allah, and you wrote your name in the list of the enemies of Allah. Now you will, if you ask me how am I an enemy of Allah, I will ask you the simple question. If you are at war with somebody, what do you call the opposite party? Friend or enemy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on his behalf and on the behalf of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on anyone who deals with interest. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified that even more, and he said, Allah has cursed the one who borrows on interest, Allah has cursed the one who lends on interest, Allah has cursed the one who is a witness to that deal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed the one who even writes up the document for that. So a person dealing in interest is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person dealing in interest has accepted a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does it make him? An enemy of Allah or a wali of Allah? Now who did this? You. Allah gave you this. Allah gave you wilayah free as a ni'mah. On top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you enormous wealth. So what do you do with that? You converted yourself into an enemy of Allah. Now if you die in that state with this interest-based loan and whatnot you have taken, still there, you die in that state. Believe me, you are going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his enemy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when these people die, when they are brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, the malaika will give them a sword each and they say, there is your Rabb, go and fight him. Because you accepted enmity of your Rabb, here is a weapon for you, go fight him. My brothers and sisters, seriously ask yourself this question. You are a Muslim, right? How do you do this? How long do you want to be in this situation? How are all these umrahs and hajj and whatnot? Allah does not accept ibadah coming out of haram income. Please, get out of all this. Get out now, because you don't know how long you will live. Make the niyyah now, make istighfar, make tawbah, and make every single effort to get out of this. And whatever you so-called lose is what you gain. This is your evidence before Allah. Ya Allah, I spent this money to seek your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Ask Allah to forgive you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover you in His mercy. He is Sattar al-Uyub. He is Ghaffar al-Dhunub. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover you and to enter you into Jannah if you make this effort. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.